Welcome to this week's weekly update. It is the 4th to the 10th of November and I'm in a hoodie. Go figure. We have a overnight of like 5 last night here and it's a top of 14 today. 14 is a winter's day. I actually had the heater on in my office this morning. I've turned it off now because it's warmed up, but had a heater on and it was not long ago, 30 degrees a couple of days ago, and we're now at 14. Don't know what's going on. Anyway, it's wet and cold wind. We're gonna warm back up after today. Today's Tuesday, warm up for a warm weekend, and then it's cooling back down a little bit, but not as much as this. But yes, it is a weird, random bit of weather at the minute, and it's happened a couple of times this spring. We've had it warm right up to go back to almost a frost through October, which was very strange. And that actually led Dan and I to create our latest podcast for the main podcast, which will be out after this, well and truly worth listening to. Episode 99 of the Social Fishing Podcast. We're talking about fish kills. There's been a fish kill, and it's a very interesting one. So go listen to that once it's out, hopefully this afternoon, if not tomorrow. But anyway, for the weekly update, we've got a bit of a cold change. It's going to annoy the fish big time. The yellows are not going to be happy with this cooler cold snap. Northern New South Wales, Queensland, not getting the cold snap. I know Queensland, Southern Queensland is getting a stack of rainfall. That is some solid thunder that just rolled through as it's stormy as well. The yellows, not going to be happy with this change. Northern New South Wales won't affect them if it's not cold there. I'll have a look in a second. But Southern New South Wales, Central New South Wales, Victoria, cool change. Going to annoy them. So they're not going to be happy until the weekend and beyond the weekend once things start to warm up again. They may even still be a bit shitty over the weekend as well. But other than that, the yellows have been biting pretty well in certain places, but also slow in others. And I think it's to do with this cooler changing conditions. So this could have a lingering effect. Dan and I, in the latest podcast, talk about something called rollover, partial rollover, which has a big reason for why the fish have been upset and are upset for many days after a cold snap. And this kind of cold snap could do the same thing for this coming weekend. So you may see the fish will be quite active and happy. You may also see that they'll be not happy at all, very sulky on the weekend. So just something to remember. Other than that though, it is warming right up. There is some scattered sort of stuff, scattered showers, stormy stuff on the weekend, but not too much. But this cold change we have right now is not on. Once it goes, hopefully things remain consistent, but there's literally only going to be, after this week, 3 weeks left of November. As to what the weather's going to do, I don't really know. We could warm up and sit in the 30s. We could just breeze along in the mid-20s. Don't really know what's going to happen, but we're really not that long till cod opening. The last two cod openings were, maybe it was the two before last year's one. They were impacted by rainfall. We had rainfall like 2 days before last cod opening, and the one before it was like 2 weeks before, which dirtied up a lot of river systems. This year, I'm not sure what is going to happen. It's been a drier spring, so we will see what happens. And fingers crossed for a good cod opening, but we'll have an update for that leading up to December. From the yellows though, that's pretty much it. Your bass are obviously going to pick up their activity as it gets warmer and warmer, but they as well will not like this cooler, colder change. Trout, the impoundments early and late in the day are your only really casting periods now. After that, the fish will push away from the edges, especially on your really sunny, bright blue sky days. On an overcast day, they will stay up on the edges throughout the day and you can cast for them. But on sunny days, you're better off trolling. Downrigging, down deeper. Obviously, the Snow Mountains report is out and it has plenty of info if you're going to go to that region to chase them. And the same will go for a lot of other lake systems that hold trout. The river systems for trout, a lot of the rivers are not slow, but they are tougher because a lot of the juvenile population is not living there because of the cormorants. It's just knocked out a lot of the smaller fish. In rivers that are still fishing pretty well, a lot of your fish will be sitting shallow in your shallow runs, and there will likely be bigger fish, bigger brownies. So just make sure you focus on shallow areas, not deep pooled water if you're fishing streams and rivers. And try and focus on your bigger systems, your bigger ones that are likely to have bigger trout rather than your small alpine tiny little streams where the birds have ripped through them, the cormorants. So I want to do a podcast chat on the cormorants soon as well. So I would love to do one, and I'll have that out hopefully in the not too distant future about what's happened with that situation. The trout are definitely worth chasing. We did a session, caught a few. Definitely worth a crack, obviously in your pondages and your lakes as well, in those low light periods. And the Barra. The Barra up north is prime time. Prime time for Barra, spring, early summer. Right now, a lot of the fish are moving to the basins of most lakes to attempt to spawn. So you'll find them downstream, sitting towards the wall areas. They'll also go up into the flows if you get big flows and inflows. But Mondrian has obviously been very, very popular lately and been copping a lot of pressure, but the fishing has been phenomenal there, as well as many of your other lake systems. So Barra, definitely a high priority right now. Weather is ridiculously warm up there. They don't see the cold snaps like we do, so the Barra are super happy. That is a run through of the fishing update. Membership update. Been working very hard in the background and launched the Mondrian maps last night, yesterday. So Mondrian, Lake Mondrian maps from the trip I did there in May with Nate are now available to check out. So make sure you jump on and check them out. And I've also got some more Mondrian videos and content on its way that will go into that map that you'll be able to consume. But the maps are there with all the key spots, the access, and the information on fishing that place. Heaps of detailed info on the seasons as well. So well and truly worth reading and diving into that. So heaps of info there. I will now be jumping back into heaps of podcast episodes, but also our academy course that we are working on, which I mentioned to you over the last few weeks. Still got heaps and heaps to do on that. So in the background, we're working away at all that content, hopefully have that out in the not too distant future, but it is taking a lot longer than expected. Also working on updating, developing a new interface for the maps for the mobile, for the app. It's a big investment and a big job. It could take quite some time, but to just basically give it a different user experience on the app. I know that it's not the most easy thing to use, the maps that is, on your mobile. So something we're going to be working on as well. So always working hard in the background to change and update things to make it easier for you guys to consume. So if you ever have any questions on things you want, just shoot them through, let me know. All right, now let's see what the weather looks like this week. First of all, we're going to look at southern New South Wales. Now, just remember, this one is a Wagga reading, and most places along the border for southern New South Wales will be similar temperatures. Obviously, if you go to ACT, a bit higher in altitude, it's going to be cooler. We have got a crazy cold snap today. It is pouring rain out there. It's cold rain. It should be warm rain in November. Very thick overcast day. It was a top of 14 where I'm here today, top of 15 in Wagga, and I think ACT would be even colder again. So we're in jumpers. Much colder than it should be, and a very big cold snap that will slow the fish down, especially the yellows, and make them really not happy and not comfortable through this region. This could affect them through and beyond the weekend, because what it can cause is rollover, which Dan and I talked about in a podcast, which will be out soon, as I mentioned. And it is caused, it could cause the fish to be not very happy all the way through to the weekend, even though you've got warm weather for the weekend. So just something to consider. The next few days are not going to be ideal, even though tomorrow is a nice sunny 20 degree day. That cold snap at this time of year is not what they want to see. They need that warmth. They want that warmth. So they could be good by the weekend, but they could be hit and miss still. So for your Blairing, your Barrenjoke region, you do have some stormy stuff through the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, as you can see here. A little bit of wind for Saturday, Sunday looks pretty good. A little bit cooler, but not too bad for this region. Shepparton, going to see the same process, up to 29. Scattered showery stuff right the way through the whole weekend. Mostly stormy stuff and a fair bit of wind Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Eildon, you can see there, 12 degrees. That's freezing for November, so the yellows are not going to be happy with that cold snap. Water temp's going to be cold. It's been a big overcast day, heaps of storms, heaps of wind, and it's cold wind. It's not warm wind. It will cool the water big time. They will not be happy even through to the weekend. You can see we've only got 16, 17 degrees, so not going to be happy there at all. Not a good look outlook for the weekend either. Bathurst moving up, 15 as well and 8, so cold there today too. They will probably slow the yellows down at Windermere. They might not be happy for a few days. They could be okay by the weekend because you can see that weather's warming right back up. It could be hit and miss this weekend at Windermere. So see how you go if you've got a trip planned. If you were planning to go or looking at maybe going, I'm going to say it's not the best conditions. You can see there we've got 27 degree day, 21 degree day, but you've got 30K winds on Saturday. Sunday's going to be your pick. It's not super warm. Yeah, interesting. Dubbo, which is looking at Burrendong region, not too bad. You can see there we've got 21 degrees. It didn't cool down at all and it's nice and hot. So the weekend there for Burrendong will probably be fine. They haven't had that big cold snap like we have further south, but you do have a lot of wind to deal with. Yeah, a lot of wind Saturday. Sunday is definitely your pick. Tamworth further north, we're looking at Split Rock, Keep It and Chaffee region. Definitely didn't cool down at all, and it's remaining warm right the way through. You're just going to have some storms and rain to deal with if you are going for a session on the weekend. During the week right now looks much better after today. They got ridiculous 43-kilometre winds today. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday looks much better. Inverell, getting that rain on the weekend as well. So your Copeton region is going to be wet. But during the week, this week looks really good up until the weekend. So it looks like we're getting a lot of stormy, wet stuff for the weekend. Glenlyon, same deal, usually very consistent, very wet for this weekend. And Mondrian, if we look up to the Barra, they just had a stack of rainfall push through. The fish are active there at the minute. They're feeding really well. Great week ahead. You've got, you know, 15 to 20K winds every day, 25K winds, which is phenomenal for this time of year. It'll push food into the bays. You're getting your easterly, northeasterlies, which is typical. Really good temperatures. Going to get some heavy rain on Sunday. It's probably not going to affect them too much at all. You fish straight through that rain, northerlies. So all consistent there, and things look good for that region, chasing Barra. Moving over to the pressure. We'll look at today. You see we've got a low here at the minute. This is now this afternoon. The low is pushing across, which has brought all this rain and cold weather with it. 1,004.5 down in Victoria. 1,010 through New South Wales, up to 12. A little bit higher, maybe 14 up on the Queensland-New South Wales border. Slowly rising tonight. You can see that it's rising around 1,014. It's a very weak high pressure system, and it is slowly moving across. It's sitting mostly over South Australia at the minute. This is now about sunrise Wednesday. 1,015 pressure pushing up. This is in central New South. 1,020. So we've got a settling, decent high pressure slowly drifting across tomorrow, bringing a little bit of wind with it for Victoria and southern New South, but not too bad. But you get a lot of wind in spring. It's just non-stop. Weakening. So this is now tomorrow afternoon. We're back to 1,015. The pressure has just weakened right off. It's 1,016 sitting over Adelaide. Yeah, 1,016. Very weak high pressure for Wednesday night. 1,018 building. So it's a weak 1,018 over all of Victoria, New South and Southern Queensland over midnight Wednesday. Click it through and it weakens, still hanging on, 1,018 for Thursday, starts to weaken in the afternoon, we've got a low pressure coming. So we have a crash of pressure on Thursday afternoon, something just to consider. So if you're going for a session, we've just had a cold snap, so down south, the next few days are not going to be good. Up north, the next few days before this pressure change, probably Wednesday, tomorrow is the peak so far, because you're going to get, because you're going to get a crash Thursday night, and come Friday, yeah, we've got a very, very aggressive low, which is also what's going to bring that stormy, rainy weather for this weekend. 1,010, 1,002 down in southwestern Victoria. As we come across the 2 p.m. lunchtime Friday, 6 p.m. Friday, now the low is sort of sitting over Griffith towards Broken Hill. It's 1,003, 1,004, 1,007 along the coast there, 1,007 up on the border, and 1,002 down at Eildon. 1,003 at Moala. Pretty poor looking. So that is Friday night. This is going to be bringing that rain, which will then roll into most places on Saturday morning, as you can see there. Very aggressive, low pressure, lots of wind. It's going to be probably, well, it's not cold. It says it's not getting too cold in most places, staying nice and hot and warm, but definitely a low pressure cell, a lot of wind movement. Pushing through for Saturday, starting to change. So if you're down in Horsham, Rocklands Way, you're starting to see an increase in pressure comes Saturday mid-afternoon. We've got 1,016. Slowly building. It's just building. 1,018 down there comes sunset Saturday. But all of New South Wales is still low. Overnight, though, we're going to see it rise. So Sunday morning, you can see there the high pressure is pushing its way across. So all of Victoria is up to 1,018, 1,020. Southern New South Wales, 1,015, 16, and Northern New South Wales, about 1,012 still, as it pushes its way up because these high pressure systems are sitting down over the Great Australian Bight as they move across. So they're hitting Victoria first, Southern New South Wales, and then pushing up. Sunday, the high pressure is growing. There's still a bit of a low. Still holding low up in Northern New South, Central New South. It's forcing it to stay down over Victoria. So bit up and down pressure. Really not the best. Starting to grow there for Sunday night. Let's click it through now and have a look at the week ahead. Monday's a bit hit and miss. It's dropping, it's coming up, as you can see. This is now Tuesday. We've got a bit of a high pressure pushing across, but then it weakens again and it's low. Low, 1,010 for Wednesday. Bit of a front come through, 1,006 Wednesday night. Jumping back up a little bit Thursday, but it's weak. Weak pressure for Friday, 1,016. By the afternoon, it's back to 1,013. And then overnight, it's back to 1,016. It's literally just bouncing, doing the same thing for the weekend. Bit of a low. There's no giant high pressures. There's a lot of up and down. That looks like a low down. This is a long range forecast, so this might not come together, and we hope it doesn't. That is a big East Coast low sitting off Brisbane, which is probably going to cause a lot of rainfall along that area that copped a lot of rainfall earlier. All this will bring those onshore breezes here and smash into that Newcastle region, sort of Lismore up here, Foster that copped it last time with flooding. That could happen if that comes together, but that's a long way in the future. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but that is a big, nasty, aggressive low sitting off Coffs Harbour there for the Monday the 17th, Tuesday the 18th. So let's hope that doesn't happen. Hopefully that disappears, and that will obviously cause low pressure down south as well. So really, the weather's going to be super up and down, super hit and miss. The pressure sort of up and down, up and down. The rain comes, the wind is there all the time. The temperature's going to go up and down for the next 2 weeks. So things aren't looking amazing, but it'll obviously be warmth in that. You're just going to have to pick and choose your days in between that. So planning sessions only on weekends for the next couple of weeks is probably not going to lead to the best fishing. Trying it out midweek if you can and pick your days, because it doesn't look ideal. Let's have a look at the rain. This is today's rain. You can see it pushing through, possibly snow up the top. Sorry, come out here. So this is the rain cloud pushing away across at the minute, and it will fizzle out by midnight tonight. There's nothing in that. Nothing in that. This is our Friday. We want to look at our Friday rain. Our Friday rain is just stormy stuff, mostly for south western Victoria. Moving away. Drizzly stuff. Not much happening. So not much rainfall in it. Thursday, Friday. Yeah, there's not much rainfall coming until this big low here. So Sunday the 16th, up in southern Queensland, northern New South Wales, Monday, gonna cop it big time. Along the coast, here it is here, right where I said, the Newcastle, Central Coast region. Gonna cop a heap of rain. Moon phase, what are we in? It's now the 4th, so I was going to say it was getting very bright last night. We're 2 days off the full moon. So we're in the lead up to the full moon. The weekend, there's not a whole heap happening weather-wise. It's wet and not the best. Full moon is the 6th, which is that Thursday? Yeah, it's Thursday. So full moon, not the best time to fish around. Can be quite spooky for the cod if you're chasing cod still. It's more about your daily moon cycle, especially for your yellows, your daytime, when you're fishing daytime for most fish. I would just worry about your moon above, moon below, moonrise and moon set periods. Otherwise, we're coming into that full moon period, so fishing just before and just after. There's not really much time before now because it's Thursday. Fishing just after, which is the ideal lineup for the weekend, but the weather on the weekend isn't the best, so not much to touch on about the moon there. Anyway, that is it for the weekly update. Not the best outlook for November. We have had a very up and down spring. I'll be interested to see what happens this summer. It's been very up and down, but it's been very dry at the same time, with a lot of cold snaps and a little bit of rain, but not much. So it's going to be very interesting to see how summer actually goes. But at this stage, I have not the best news to report on in terms of chasing your yellows. Yeah, the further north you go, the better it is. They've had very stable, consistent temperatures. So the fishing for the yellows from sort of Burren and Windermere north is better. Further south, not ideal. You really have to pick and choose your days. So anyway, that is it from me this week. If you have any questions, I'll leave them in the comments below, and I'll talk to you soon. Cheers.